Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Right. Shalom, shalom. Blessings. The saints of the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. This is Elder Donnie here. I am your host this evening on this edition of the Brother Segment. Hallelujah, where we contend for the faith. Glory to the King. So, saints, let me get a I don't have the chat up. I wasn't able to actually pull it up. But if I'm waiting here for just a second to see if I can get a text message, and then we can go forward. Hallelujah. See how the sound is coming through. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. All praise to the Most High Yah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Sounds like everything's coming in good. But I'm going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. Bless you. Like I said, this is Elder Donnie. I'm the host this evening. Bless each and every last one of you who are listening in this evening and decided to join this broadcast. I pray that you all are doing well. Pray that you guys are encouraged. Given that the time that we're in, we had a beautiful message on yesterday, Shabbat, by our shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow. Hallelujah. And just so grateful for everything that he does for us and how the Most High has blessed us with the gift. Hallelujah. As well as Pastor Corey. Hallelujah. So grateful for that. I give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah. And his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, and all that he's done for us, bringing us out of darkness into his marvelous light, allowing us to know who we are. Hallelujah. So we have hope, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm so thankful for it, that our eyes are being enlightened, and he's revealing unto us all the time. He's revealing his mysteries unto us, giving us the keys to the kingdom. So we have much to be thankful for, and much to glorify and praise his name for. So hallelujah for that. I'm so grateful. Glory to the King. We'll go ahead and read, as I always do, these passages of scripture here. I'm going to just warn you also, thanks. I'm really not going to be on long this evening. I'm actually still at work, so I took a break real quick to come on, but I have to go. But I just wanted to come on here. I believe this is this will be the last broadcast of the Brother Segment of this year. Hallelujah. And so I just want to come on real quick. You guys should be pumped up. You guys should be encouraged. You guys should be just anticipating and see what the Father has for us. There's also a time as we approach the Day of Atonement for us to do a deep reflection and a deep search of our hearts. Hallelujah. So it's a very sober time. At the same time, it's a time of rejoicing, and because we're going to be tabernacling with the Father. This is a dress rehearsal. This is us being obedient unto Yah and following his commandments. Hallelujah. And another thing we should be grateful for, those of us who are attending and we're still here, we're still in the land of the living, just being thankful that we are invited to his feast, his most holy days. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Thanks. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from Psalms 119. And remember, I said it earlier, I don't have the chat up. Wasn't able to get it to work properly. So you'll just have to listen in by way of Blog Talk Radio, whether or if you're on the cell phone or one of those methods, online listening. So, hallelujah. So just listen in. It's Psalms 119, 111. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to be my heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. You art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope." hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit, falsehood. You puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Hallelujah. And that's how we should be. Hallelujah. We should have the utmost respect, utmost honor and reverence and for the Most High, Yah, and his laws. As we put so much emphasis here in this ministry on the law, because that's the essence of Yah. That's his whole being, the law. Hallelujah. I remember when he brought the children of Israel out from them, he was getting them ready to keep his commandments. And one of the things he tested them with, it was the Sabbath day. And he wanted to see, he said, I'm going to prove this people. I'm going to see whether or not, you know, they're going to obey. And he tested them with the Sabbath. You know, he wanted to see if they were going to obey Moses' commands. And sure enough, Israel did not obey. You know, they still were full of the world. They were still full. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But they were just full of the world. Hallelujah. And full of the riches of the world. Even though they were in oppression, hard bondage, you know, it was stressful, strenuous, all of these things. They still wanted, you know, they didn't obey. They weren't ready. They still had the residue of Egypt upon them. Hallelujah. So, and the same could be said for us in this day and hour. So, right, we're coming out, but it's still that residue that's there. But Yah still, you know, proving us, still testing us, and still trying us. You know, one of the things I was going to talk about also just briefly here is the Sabbath day, because that is one of the, just recently here for the last few weeks, has been coming up, you know, in conversation, in questions, and it's really been on the saints' heart and minds in different capacities. On one end of it, it's the weekly Sabbath. What should we be doing on the Sabbath? What's resting? How do we honor the Sabbath? How do we keep it holy? How do we keep it sanctified? Do the children play? Do they, you know, bring out toys? You know, should a man and a woman come together on the Sabbath? So all of these things have come up. How do we properly keep the Sabbath? How do we honor it? And how do we guard the edges of it? How do we, you know, show our most, the utmost respect unto Yah? And even when it relates to the feast days, the most holy days, the holy convocations, what do we do? How do we partake in them? You know, one of the things, and all of this that I'm speaking about, I'm not going to get into great detail, just mention it, because it has to be more study, more revelation, and we want to be on one accord and one mind. And I don't want to go off on my own and say certain things, but I want to, you know, make sure that I'm right, doing things in decency and in order. But I think one of the things we do need to consider is this, that if it is one of the holy convocations, if it is a high day, a Sabbath day, that doesn't mean that it's a time to relax Yah's laws, right? If you look behind that word, it actually talks about it being a great day, a day that to be observed, greatly observed. And so in that regard, we should, you know, think about the Sabbath, the weekly seven-day Sabbath, right? We should regard it in that manner. We don't go and buy. We don't go and sell, right? We shouldn't. And I know, you know, saints make excuses all over the place, you know, but we should. And I think this is one of the things we need to really do as well, you know, just really just do just that, just rest. You know, a lot of us, it's been many times myself, I'll say me, but I've had to just get the family together and just pray as the sun was going down so that we could calm our spirits, so that we can get in this mindset, you know, to be able to partake in this day of rest instead of having all these thoughts racing, you know, instead of us, you know, putting still, you know, I'm trying to check my last minute emails or trying to, you know, do all these things that really just clutter our minds and that we do on a day-to-day basis. We shouldn't even be worried about them. We shouldn't even be engaged in them. You know, looking at things on our phones, sports, all these kind of things, different things that interest us and things. You know, that's, I don't know. I don't see that as resting. And so I think all of us need to really evaluate it, reevaluate it, I think, and just really give Yah the honor that he's due. And just rest our minds, rest our own thoughts and opinions and all of those things, and reverence him. It's only given to us, Israel. Hallelujah. His commandments, his holy feast days, his Sabbaths, all of these things, only given to us, not the world. So you can't expect them to comprehend it or understand it. They're not going to do so. Hallelujah. So, but it's up to us. And they're supposed to look up on us and see, you know, how serious we are and how stern we are. And we're not breaking. No, I'm standing strong on this, and I'm not giving in. A brother was just asking me the other day about it. Another job potentially may lose it because, again, they're not honoring. They won't honor his beliefs, right? Which is his lifestyle, but you have to speak their terms, right? So, nah, they're supposed to look upon us and say, wow, this is a wise and understanding people. Something about them is different. But if we're compromising, if we're doing the same things that they're doing, we're not taking it seriously. Nah, they're not going to take note of that. But it's only a few anyway that will. Hallelujah. They know something is different about you, Israel. Hallelujah. But like the shepherd's been telling us, we got to know ourselves that something's different about us and walk in our calling, who we are as children of the King. Hallelujah. Not walking around downtrodden like these Gentiles and acting the way they act. You know, one of the things that stood out to me on last Shabbat, I believe it was, the message, the pastor was talking about, and I believe it was last week, about our minds. I think it was a few weeks back, but it was about being sober-minded. And in doing that, we have to, on a day-to-day basis, make sure we are checking our mind and our thoughts, that they don't go too far off into the world. It's an effort, a daily effort, a conscious effort that we need to make, because it's so easy to drift off into the cares of this life and then the lust of other things. And but it's just paramount. But let me get read a couple of things here. I pray that y'all are doing well this day, and encouraged, anticipating, you know, as we go into feast, that you're really doing the deep search and reflection, doing some repenting, confessing. I remember I think it was last Atonement's message. Shepherd was speaking about it and saying, you know, how you may have missed an opportunity this past year to trial may have come or a test may have come, and you missed it. You missed the mark. You know, you didn't pass. A lot of those things we have to revisit, but it's not a time to beat ourselves up. But hey, identify it and say, okay, you know what, I did. Confess, repent. And then do better going forward. Hallelujah. So that should be our mindset. That should be our mentality. But being sober-minded, it is a conscious effort that we need to, it takes a lot, because there's so many things distracting us and vying for our attention out in the world. You know, I look at how even it's just a common thing that people like to downplay everything that's going on in the world, I guess because they don't want to face reality. And they make a joke of everything. Everything's funny. I see a lot of times women disrespecting their men in general, whether it's their head or not. But it's this common thing that to all the time just be playing and joking. And people want to do pranks. Israel, we shouldn't be doing pranks. We shouldn't be full of pranks and foolish jesting like the world. It's a time and a season for playing and joking, you know, all in good fun, clean fun. But it shouldn't be a daily thing with us. We should be a sober people. We're admonished to be sober, to be vigilant, right? Because our enemy, the devil, he's roaring like a lion. He's roaming, seeking whom he may devour. So if you're sitting around playing, you're sitting around joking, and you're not on a defense. You're not warring in this fight. Then look how the enemy gonna come. And so that's why so many people get caught off guard, and then they wonder, oh, I need deliverance. No, you need to fight. You need to be sober. You need to stop playing so much and thinking this thing is a game, ignoring the enemy of your soul. While you're relaxed and you're playing and you just want a break and you just don't want to fight today, you just want to be left alone. Nah, he's coming full force, and then we wonder why. We're not praying like we should. We're not reading our word like we should. We're not combating these things. We're not praising. You know, we're not praying in our holy language. We're not doing all these things, but then we wonder why. We get attacked and we wonder why we can't fight against these attacks. Because we're playing so much. We're full of games and full of jokes and full of pranking. And anybody got upset with you and mad because they're focused and they want to stay sober-minded, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be offended with. But there is a time and a place for everything. And y'all hate to false balance. But we as Israel, we cannot be like the world, not even to try to fit in around them or none of that. Like I was just telling the brother just yesterday. And he was talking about how when he go to work, you know, it's this particular individual that gives him problems. I say, man, listen, they already know that something's different about us. They can't pinpoint what it is. But you're a target, man. And they already been plotted what they're going to do. And here we go. We just walk into that environment. We walk into that situation blinded to what's going on. Don't even prepare ourselves for what is about to take place or what we may walk into. And then we find ourselves in that situation, and we get caught off guard. We have no self-control, no temperance, nothing, and we just lose it. And here comes the enemy to remind us of it. We gotta be a little bit sharper. Hallelujah, Israel. Glory to the King. Give me one second here. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. You know, another thing in that stood out too, reading from, because I was just going over the account in Exodus chapter 16, and just, you know, comprehending and trying to understand the behavior of our ancients. And I know if we look at us today and then look at them, you can see a parallel. You can see a lot of similarities, just as I mentioned earlier, with the residue of the world upon us. And Yah trying to set us apart. Well, he is setting us apart and bringing us out. But we see some of the same things. We see some of the same traits and characteristics. You know, one of the things that they said is that, shoot, you should have left us to die. If you're going to kill us, you should have left us to die in Egypt, where we had the flesh pots and we had all of these things to the full, all of this, you know, right at our disposal. But no, you're going to bring us out here in this wilderness, in this desert, to die, starvation. Look where their minds was at. So that shows you where their God is, where who's their belly is their God, and not trusting in Yah. You know, Yah told us don't even be worrying about that stuff. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, and all of these things. Messiah, didn't he tell us that he'll take care of the lilies of the field and the birds of the air? They don't worry about all of these things, but yet they're taken care of. How much more would he not take care of you? You know, and you know what? That's one of the things I had to come to reality of. And I didn't, so many years, I wasn't even conscious about it. I didn't grow up in a family where we didn't have, right? We had all the time, we did. So I don't even understand this. And it has to be generational stuff. But I would always worry about food or not eating. So I would always eat my food. I would never let it waste. I felt like I couldn't go without eating because I would be hungry. You know what I mean? No trust. Always thinking about food and being, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it's one of those things with Americans in general, but one of the things I did think about, I said, well, maybe my dad, maybe it come from him. Because like I told you, we always had food on the table. But I know he grew up in a third world country where he didn't always have a plentiful amount of food. They would have to go out for their food and hunt for it. Fish, they would have to actually eat from the garden, whatever they could find, or grow. So I don't know. Maybe it was one of those things, right? So, but I just had to come to the realization of it just recently here. And then I thought about Israel and how, you know, they were so worried about the food and not trusting in Yah. They couldn't trust in him for them. They didn't understand it was learning him who he was, right, as Yah and his power and his capabilities. See, we're still so stuck on doing stuff ourselves and what we can provide. But we miss it. We miss the heavenly food. We miss the bread. We forget to give thanks for what Yah is doing for us and how he's going to provide and the promises, right? All because of us, and we get in the way. But one of the things they did is they murmured a lot, quite a bit. And we are cautioned not to be destroyed as they were destroyed of the destroyer. A lot of times we don't appreciate, right, things that Yah has done for us. And I'm not even talking on a grand scale. I'm talking about just the things, daily necessities. The word tells us to be content with such things as we have. With food and raiment, right? We should be content. And we have way more. Way more that we have. And we have exposure to and access to. He's given us extras. That's why I always pray, thank you for the extras, the extra things that you've blessed me with, that you've given. We have so much to be thankful for and to give Yah thanks for that we don't, it's just a shame. I'm going to read this. This is from, I believe it was 9:24:22. This is the Shabbat's message. These are the notes here. So give me a second to pull it up. And this is the talking about community living. And Pastor Dahl, he mentioned, he said, you will not be perfected until you live together with the saints. Without living with them, you will not see yourself. Key point, you will not see yourself. You know, it's very easy to pinpoint all of the flaws and the mistakes, shortcomings, or whatever on others. I mean, we could laser focus, spot it, pinpoint it out, right? And then in the same regard, we don't even see ourselves. A lot of the times the things that we hate in ourselves and we don't like in ourselves and we point them out in others, but we miss it in ourselves. I mean, it's so crazy. I see it all the time, even at myself, and I catch myself doing these things. That's why it's so important to be refined. Hallelujah. We need that iron that sharpeneth iron. But anyway, I'm going to continue reading on. I'm going to start over. It says, you will not be perfected until you live together with the saints. Without living with them, you will not see yourself. You must go through the refining process. You hear that? We must go through the refining process. Even when we get to the wilderness, we will be together and not alone. The sole purpose of us getting in the wilderness is to purge out all the wickedness that is still in us. You hear that? It's to purge out all of the wickedness, all of the foulness, all of the wicked thought patterns and all of the stuff that's embedded in our DNA, all of that wickedness, all those things that are contrary to the will of Yah, to the word of Yah. All things that defile, all things that are not pure, that are not holy. I'll read that again. The sole purpose of us getting in the wilderness is to purge out all the wickedness that is still in us. If you do not strive for communal living before then, you will be the first ones to murmur and complain in the wilderness. Hallelujah. So we're looking back at history. We see that. We see our ancients, how they did that, right? We see how they murmured, complained. So many times we it was a thought, man. It was a thought that was good too. It was pertaining to this. But, yeah, basically what Yah was saying, he told him straight up, you know, he told, you know, I'm not Moses. I want to prove this people. I want to see whether or not, you know, they're going to obey. And this, you know, at the time in Exodus 16, this was even before he gave them the commandments, before Moses, you know, before he gave it to Moses. But he was preparing Israel to partake in it, to be, this is supposed to be their life. He was giving them instructions on how you do it and what do you do. And he gave a small test here with this manna. with this bread that was dropped down from heaven, that rained down from heaven. Here you go. This is what you do, and this is how you do it. Gave clear instructions on what to do. He even told them, don't even leave your dwelling places on the Sabbath. You rest. Hallelujah. But all of us, though, got to stop it, though, the murmuring and the complaining, and we don't even realize it, how we do it. I started even catching myself. Even if there is an ache or a pain, or even if I am hot, if I'm sweating, or if, whatever the case is, just keep this, hey, think of something else to be thankful for. You know what? I'm thankful that I'm here right now to have this opportunity right now to have a chance to, another day, another chance at life, another time, chance to repent. Thank you that I do have a coat. Oh, I might have a hole in my coat. I might have a hole in my shoes or my jeans. At least I have some. Thank you for that. I know y'all will provide that mindset, changing our mindset. I see we up on 30 minutes here, 6:30. I'm going to go ahead. I can't even do breaks or none of that. So I'll go ahead and read just a couple of things and then end the show. I appreciate each and every last one of you who are here listening. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you decided to be here, and I'm grateful for it, and I appreciate you. Thank you all. It's always a pleasure and an honor to serve Israel, and my desire is to serve even more so. Hallelujah. It's a prayer, and hallelujah. I'm just thankful. Glory to the King. I'm going to read a couple of things, and I read this, I believe, last broadcast, just to get our minds and our hearts ready for where we're going and the time frame we're in. And I pretty much read this also year to year as we are in this time frame. But it is just the truth. And it says this, from the time of the blowing of the trumpets until the Day of Atonement, we should be doing some deep inner examining of ourselves. We know that the atonement is about the forgiveness of sins, and being redeemed. It's a time to reflect on Yah's extreme mercy unto us, right? And he's been very, very merciful unto us. Very, very merciful. You know, it's not a time for us to just be down in the muck and the mire, right? And boo-hoo and the, no. We got the victory in Jesus at the end of the day, but we want to keep our minds in the right place, right, reflecting. We're going to go into this thing afflicting our souls, the Day of Atonement, which is coming up, right? Very, very serious time, set apart, in which the Father said, you know, no work whatsoever at all in this day, and whoever work and does any work will be cut off, right? That soul will be put to death. So we want to make sure that we reverence it with all our being, with all our soul going into it and realizing it. And the thing, as I just read, we got to also reflect on Yah's extreme mercy. Just the fact that you are here. Just the fact that, you know, your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The fact that you have an opportunity. The fact that you can hear. The fact that you can even see the flaws, the fact that, you know, he even allowed you to comprehend it. There's many that can't even see the flaws and their shortcomings. Many that have gone away offended. But you think, yeah, you know what, yeah, I am falling short in these areas. I missed the mark yet again on the same thing. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. And do better. But don't be downtrodden. Don't be in the muck and in the mire. Like, who's hearing that? Like, you think Yah is receiving that like that? You come to him in that manner? No. That's godly sorrow, that work of repentance. But not to keep you down and out. Not to keep you, you know, no. Acknowledge your fault. Acknowledge your shortcomings, right? But get up, man. Think about the blood, right, that never loses its power. Think about how you are washed, right? Clean, one drop of that blood, right? It never ever loses its power or strength. Glory to the King. But it's a time to afflict our souls, Israel, and we do so with prayer and with fasting. We also know it is a time of vengeance and a day of judgment. And while we are here on this earth before Messiah returns, It should be a reminder, and we need to remember the sacrifices of Yeshua and how good he is. Since the beginning of time, Yah has been insanely in love with his people, which happened to be you, Israel. Glory to the King. So let us keep that in mind and reflect on the goodness of Yah. When you don't have nothing to think about, you think you don't have anything to think about, think on these things. Think on things that are holy, things that are just, things that are pure. Remember how good Yah is, how good he's been to you, what he's done for you. Think of his wondrous works, right? Think of that always. He always wanted us to remember how he brought Israel up out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with a strong hand. He always wanted us to remember how he made the other nations to fear before them, his people, and that the rumors and the reputation of him preceded Israel, and all these nations feared him. Think about all that he's done, the way he parted the Red Sea, the way he, you know, all of the signs and miracles and wonders, all of the things that he's done for us. Think of those things. Think of how powerful he is. Think about how much joy he has given us. Think about how good and beautiful this walk is, and how pleasant it is to have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Think of how privileged you are to be a child of the King. And think about how his mercies are renewed each day, Israel. For great is Yah's faithfulness. Hallelujah. So I pray you all be encouraged, saints. Like I told you, I'm here to go. I'm on the job. I took a quick break. Hopefully it'll be better going forward. And then I'll have, be able to, you know, do the show without having to be on the job, because that's what I've been doing for the last few months. It's been this way. But I thank y'all for the time to be able to come here and fellowship with you all, all of you who have taken time out to be here. I pray that you stay encouraged, stay in the fight, stay in the race, realizing that we have the victory, hallelujah, in Jesus, and that we can do all things through him. Glory to the King. So always remember to praise, always remember to give thanks to Yah, hallelujah, because he's so good, he's so wonderful, hallelujah. So this is Elder Donnie. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Israel, y'all be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. So I'll talk to you all and see you all on the next one. Those of you will be coming for the feast. Yah willing that you all be protected and that we be in prayer one for another as we travel. And also that when we do show up for the feast, that our minds are ready to praise, that they stay on Yah and not on the cares of this life. I know it's a lot of things to do, a lot of preparation, a lot of things to remember, a lot of things that we're trying to get in a timely fashion and even last minute things. But let's keep in mind the reason why we are doing what we're doing and why we're coming and being obedient to the Father at his most holy feast, and not be so our mind so cluttered with our to-do list and all of these things, knowing that we're going to get them done, but let's realize the real reason. Hallelujah. No, allow the enemy to come in. Hallelujah. So bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. I pray that you all are stay encouraged, as I say, and I will talk to you all soon and see you soon in the name of Jesus. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Elder Donnie here signing off this edition of the Brothers segment, where we contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Shalom, shalom, Israel.